Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Let's go straight out to the HRMP guest line, being joined by Kevin Bowen, 107.5 The Fan, that does morning radio out in Indy. Appreciate the time, Kevin. Thank you for joining us. What is the buzz in Indy? Because I think that these are the top two teams in the AFC South. I think the AFC South gets two teams into the playoffs this year, being the Texans and the Colts. What does the Indy fan base think? What are the expectations from them when it comes to this Colts team?
Yeah, I think it starts with just genuine intrigue, curiosity about their young quarterback and exactly, you know, what can he do. It's been a while since they've really had that at that position, and obviously last year it gets shortened to about four games. So I think that's where you start, you know, real intrigue and curiosity. It's like, wait a minute, if you win nine games with Gardner Minshew, theoretically, you know, shouldn't you win more with, you know, a guy that can offer some big playability? And then the other side of it is a little bit of like, hey, when is this going to happen under Chris Ballard? You know, the owner praises him majorly in a public setting, and yet you're currently in your biggest division drought and your biggest playoff win drought. You've been in about 30 years as a franchise. So I think those are probably the two prevailing thoughts with the fan base.
Kevin, can you talk a little bit about this whole rivalry thing and the off season, the last game of the regular season? We all know about that. We knew previously the Colts always seem to have the number of the Texans. But how big of a rivalry is it right now? We heard about some of your players and some of the quotes coming out as camp started about, you know, CJ and his podcasting and talking and how the season ended last year. How do you surmise all that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I would say probably before last season, I don't know if lately the Texans had a whole lot of ammo to do talking. And then after how last season ended, I don't know if the Colts have a lot of ammo to do a lot of talking in terms of defining a rivalry. But you know, certainly C.J. Stroud made some comments about the city of Indianapolis, and Dyer Franklin, who was Colts defensive leader, probably the leader, frankly, on the football team, he's not one to hold back when, you know, those comments are going to be made. And, you know, you don't have, I think, public comments from Anthony Richardson and C.J. Stroud that are necessarily rivalry, you know, bait, if you will. But I do think with Richardson and Stroud, their relationship stayed back kind of the Elite 11 circuit a little bit there, and naturally, yeah, two teams in the same division and have quarterbacks drafted 2 and 4, you know, you're probably going to have some of that natural rivalry. So, you know, the fact that they play week 1 after what happened in week 18, I guess there's some of it there. But, you know, to me, it's a tad overblown. Maybe we'll look back and say, oh, the start of Ravens Steelers or something like that. But as of right now, I think it's just kind of a lot of chatter.
Kevin Bowen joining us on the HRMP guest line has been covering the Colts since 2011, so has seen a lot of Colts victories over the Houston Texans. And bringing up Anthony Richardson, I think it's so mysterious because we didn't see him much last year. Of course, he has the flaw of not being very accurate with the football, but I thought he was pretty good last year. And yes, he only played 2 series against the Texans, one of which was on a short field after a C.J. Stroud fumble. But there were 2 touchdown possessions where he was incredibly valuable to that Colts offense. And then, of course, what Steichen does offensively. We saw, you know, what he did with Jalen Hurts in Philly. How good do you expect Anthony Richardson to be this year?
Yeah, it's a great unknown. And I would argue the Colts probably have more volatility at their quarterback position than a lot of teams in the league, just with, I mean, the fact that at sample size in Houston, that's the only time he's played on the road in his NFL career. I mean, the Colts had a guy on their team last year named Jake Martin who played more snaps than Anthony Richardson. I pictured a guess 99% of Colts fans would think Jake Martin's a dude in the State Farm commercial. So it's just, it's tough to gauge, you know? I mean, really, he's unlike any first-round pick we've seen a quarterback in this league's history, considering the lack of experience he had at Florida and just the lack of, you know, really great individual success in that one season as well. So I think what Colts fans believe and what, you know, the Colts believe is you can hit home runs with him, and you can hit home runs with his legs, and you can hit it with his arm in terms of taking some shots down the field. You're going to live with the inability to get on base every at-bat. That's just not going to be there. He's not going to be some methodical 70% passer. But if you can sprinkle in the home runs, you can live with it as long as, it's in the baseball analogy, the outs aren't, you know, strikeouts aren't big turnovers. You know, he had a pick six, for example, in their preseason, you know, dress rehearsal game. He had a fumble that, you know, could have obviously, you know, been an impactful turnover had that been a regular season game. So, again, big play potential, I think they feel like should be there. And then it's, you know, can you make sure that the misses are just incompletions and you end those drives and punts? If you can do that, I think you can live with something and really build something.
Kevin, I'm curious. Last year, we kicked it around the other day. Jonathan Taylor, not that it was a lost season, but it was basically a rough season because of the fact you had the contract issues, you had the injuries. But now with him healthy, the contract behind him, and being through, you know, ready and ready to go and healthy at the start of the season, how big of an impact is that going to have for the squad?
Yeah, I frankly don't think we're talking about it enough here in our market, which might sound crazy to you guys considering he went for 188 in that season finale, but. Now, this time last year, Jonathan Taylor was the Jamar Chase. He was the Brandon Ayuk story. It was the contract saga. And then it was, you know, just kind of a weird injury situation all year long. And then he erupts in week 18, and you're like, oh, wow, I forgot that at one point this dude, you know, was the league's leading rusher by 500 yards, you know, based off who was in second in the NFL just a couple years ago. So he's a special, special talent. And it was funny, I was talking to him today in the locker room, and I'm like, you know, I think I know Wisconsin football decently well enough. You've never played with anything like Anthony Richardson at quarterback. I mean, when you think about it, the Colts have never had a quarterback with Richardson's legs, certainly here in the last couple of years. And Wisconsin football with Taylor did not have that dual threat type of guy either. So, you know, that weapon, I think, is something that can be really, really potent. And in a way, you know, Houston should know it's coming. They saw Richardson at his best in just a quarter last season, and then they obviously saw Taylor with an incredible individual effort there in week 18. Now it's a combination of those two guys together. I think the Colts bank on that being lethal, and if it is, I think it's the team that can certainly, you know, play into the month of January with meaningful games.
To be fair, Wisconsin doesn't really produce a ton of great athletes. We do know that. Kevin Bowen joining us on the HRNP guest line. Colts win the AFC South if what?
If that lethal combination of Richardson and Taylor is healthy, and if their defensive line is as good as they've invested into it, they have four first-round picks and three second-round picks along their defensive line. They have a lot of money invested into the group as well, and that's, to me, the biggest key for them, certainly on Sunday, because they lack so much in the secondary, but really it's got to be a key all year long. So, I would say that is the biggest. Those are two things, you know, Taylor and Richardson health on the offensive side of the ball, and then that D line on the defense.
You guys had a good draft. We've been talking about some, you know, a lot of the different things that are looking good for the Colts. From your perspective, looking at the Texans, you saw what they were a year ago. Now you see what they did in this offseason, whether it was the draft, whether it was free agency, or whether it was the trades that brought you Diggs and Mixon. What's your opinion of this Texans team going into this season?
Well, I think their biggest strength is the Colts' biggest weakness, and that, at least matchup-wise for Sunday, that would be what the Texans have at wideout and what the Colts lack in the secondary. So I think that's what kind of strikes fear. And, you know, the team that just won the division, and they go out and they add a 1,000-yard rusher, they add a 1,000-yard wideout. In a way, they're kind of adding Tank Dell. You know, I'm just reminding your audience, it'd probably be to remind our audience a little bit more of that. And then Danielle Hunter was someone the Colts really pursued. So I think there's a lot there. I get why all the hype is there, and the Colts really are just kind of running it back and hoping that Richardson obviously gives them a jolt. So I think all the public praise, all of it is very, very deserved. C.J. Stroud is an incredible talent we saw here in Big Ten country and certainly lived up to it as a rookie.
Kevin, we appreciate the time. Great stuff. I'm sure we'll do it again as the season goes on and we get the rematch here in Houston. Enjoy the game Sunday and enjoy opening day in the NFL.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it. Kevin Bowen joining us on the HRNP guest line. It's funny, he brought up Jake Martin, formerly known as Jacob Martin, formerly a Houston Texan. Oh, played right in more snaps than Anthony Richardson did last year. Former Texan, Jacob Martin, now known as Jake Martin, played in more snaps last year than Anthony Richardson. He's an enigma, Anthony Richardson is.
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously, whether we follow him as closely as Kevin does or you just watch it from afar, we know what he did here. but we also know there are plenty of question marks, and I think they're all centered around his ability to just, you know, be able to put the football and throw the football where it needs to be. You can't deny his athleticism. You can't deny his ability to run the football. And you know you got a coach that's going to tailor-make a game plan for him, especially with a guy like Taylor behind him. Can you get him into passing situations? Can you make him throw the football?
Yeah, I think, like, you always want an early lead in football, but, like, especially against the Colts, like, force them into situations where he has to beat you with his arm. You spot them a 10-0 lead.
Oh, man.
They're running a bit. You're playing right into their hands. So this week, more than most weeks, get the early lead against the Colts. And plus 550 yards, too, by the way, Anthony Richardson. I need you to surpass 550 rushing yards on the year. And Branham would be very happy with one Anthony Richardson.
Start next week.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd like him to run for 175 yards in a loss. That'd be great for
me. As long as they lose.
That'd be great for me.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.